Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Right where we are.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time for Bridge the Gap. Welcome back to our reigning champion for Gen X, Joe Cunningham, VP of Sales.
Yeah, Joe. You got to turn him on.
How about now?
It's such a pleasure to be here.
Oh, there he is.
So good.
I feel so good to be back.
Yeah, I'll bet. You're feeling good. You're feeling like...
I feel good.
I will tell you that Joe Shasky from down at 95.7 The Game has his money on Carter Chickering, who is our today's adversary.
I can't blame him. He's a big kid. He's a big kid over there.
I didn't
know
I was going up against the champion. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Turns out.
Reigning champ.
Yep. Carter is a producer on The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. He is a fan favorite. Nobody says anything bad about Carter.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. That's so sweet.
Well, I'm a very sweet girl. Are you ready to get your ass kicked?
Let's do it.
All right. Who wants to go first? Should we let the millennials go first this time?
Why not?
All right, go
ahead.
Can you
explain the rules, too?
Oh, sure. That would help. So we got Gen X, we got millennials, we got questions. Any one of them would know, and we'll ask it to the other generation. So Bob is going to ask a question that any millennial will know the answer to.
And we'll have a chance
to steal if Joe doesn't get it right.
Counting on you, Carter. Right. No way he's going to know these. First up, how does Fun Dip work?
Fun Dip is you have a package, a pouch, and it's got some sugary, yummy stuff, and you take the little dip thing and you stick it in there and you enjoy the yummy stuff that you have, that sugary delight, and you stick it in the pouch and you eat it. You enjoy it. You love it.
Sounds good. Correct.
Ding, ding.
Just for the record.
That's from our generation.
That is absolutely a food item that people my age would have
you
eaten.
You lick it
from,
and stick it.
You the
either
more
got
you know.
It. Well, yeah, you get it from the Rexall drugs, but you could also, I think, buy that from the ice cream man.
Oh. I used to buy it at Blockbuster. It was my checkout snack.
All right.
DVD
it's like a giant pouch of Pixie Stick is what that thing is.
That is exactly what
All right, we were up one, by the way. One nothing. One.
Carter.
Nothing.
Okay.
Who was the original host of Family Feud starting in 1976? Long-running show Family Feud. Many long years this guy hosted.
Talk it out.
Bob Barker?
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. And now Gen X has a chance to steal.
It was a fella named Richard Dawson.
That is correct.
Oh, my God. It's 2-0, everyone.
Richard Dawson.
No.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Of course.
Does it?
Absolutely. Okay.
That's a hard no.
Is he the one who kissed everybody?
Every single lady.
He did.
Not everybody. Just the women.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, I wondered about like colds and herpes and all this.
You know,
he
got herpes at some point.
Yeah.
Well, he couldn't have because they wouldn't have let him kiss anybody anymore.
Really?
Maybe that's why I get kicked off the show.
Ouch.
All right, here we go.
All right.
What's the score?
2-0.
Okay. Just wanted to check that real quick. Joe, you're doing Joe.
All right, let's go.
Before phones had full QWERTY keyboards, what was the type of texting style that we used?
Before a full QWERTY keyboard, the type of texting style that we used.
Stalling.
I don't know. I guess it was the name of a particular type of keyboard that we used, but I don't know the name of it. I don't know the name of the keyboard type, but...
Carter, do you know?
Digit texting?
I was looking for T9, the predictive texting.
I thought it was the thing I remember is that you had to tap a couple times on
one to get to the letter you wanted to.
Yes, but then when texting got more popular, we used T9. So it would start to guess what you were trying to text just based off the numbers that you were pressing.
Well, no points for anybody.
I didn't realize that Bob worked for a tech company. I didn't know that.
No kidding.
Turns out.
T9.
All right, wow. Carter.
Give it to me.
What cable TV channel featured a news segment hosted by Kurt Loder?
Oh, boy. Kurt. Good old Kurt.
Good old Kurt Loder.
Was it CBS?
It was not CBS.
Don't say
anything.
MTV.
Yeah, Joe!
Ooh, this is a
I'm
slaughter.
Kurt Loder. It's MTV News.
Ah, it's ugly and bloody in here.
Joe, you're good.
He is pretty good.
Before Kenan Thompson was the longest running cast member on SNL, what other sketch comedy show was he on?
Kenan Thompson was on a sketch comedy show with kids. It was, oh God, Amanda was on that. Oh God, he was on
TikTok.
Amanda Bynes, the Amanda Bynes show.
She is a person, but no, that's not what we're looking for.
Kenan and Kel.
And what about the other one that was like SNL, where he was in the bathtub? Kenan and Kel is totally correct, but
don't know that one. Oh, never watched that one.
What?
Yeah, I don't
Kenan
even,
and
even know that
though.
One.
So Kenan and Kel, got it.
That's a keeper. All right. Here we go. This is the final question. What was the name of the group of remedial high school students in the show Welcome Back, Cotter?
These are ridiculous.
They're not.
They're not. That is every person my age knows this.
The name was the Crockers?
The Crockers is incorrect.
What
is Joe.
That?
Joe, come on.
Totally made that up, yeah.
Sounded like a real thing.
So it was Horseshack and the Hogs and the Horseshack. Oh, my God, I should remember this, but... Almost it was there. The
don't give me any
the horse shack hits the hogs the oh my god
he doesn't know he doesn't have know. It
all right
so close
okay what's the score
it's hold on it, that was the answer to that was the sweat hogs
god.
So close Vinnie Barbarino yes. Washington Epstein
Freddie Boom Boom yes. Washington
I could name the characters I just couldn't remember sweat hogs yeah
you
sorry
didn't, you didn't need to huh? You won the game by a score of 3 I'm so sorry, Carter and Joe Shasky, who had his money on you.
I mean, I'm going against the Jeopardy champion. Yeah. This guy shouldn't be in radio. He should be on Jeopardy.
I should have got sweat hogs. That would have really sealed the deal. But,
yeah, but
okay.
No, you
Carter,
did great.
Carter, you're my man. I love you,
Joe,
buddy.
Joe, much love always.
See, everybody loves Carter.
How do you not love that guy?
I don't know. He's very lovable. Do we want to take a look at the text?
Yeah, hold on a second.
See what everybody has to say?
Thank you guys for playing,
yeah,
for
thank
sure.
You.
I think
and
you
I know
guys
you...
are going to need to make the questions a little bit less niche. Because I'm at a disadvantage here with, like, I'm trying to find things that we would know, but that you guys were alive. This is some BS. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, when we were kids, you were there.
Hard for you.
Well, and evidently, you weren't even right on your own thing. Hi, y'all. Bob's only half right. It was called T9 because of the letters were on the nine numbers, 1 through 9, A, B, C, D, E, F,
right,
and
you'd
so on.
You'd cycle through.
You know that it's basically using your thumbs for end typing.
What do you mean I'm not right?
The thing.
It's
that,
called T9.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, we're just reading a text that doesn't mean anything.
925. Fun fact, Richard Dawson married one of the contestants he kissed.
Oh,
electric.
Oh, he was just doing tryouts then. Nice.
510. Heck yeah, Sarah. I always lick it before I stick it. LOL.
Oh.
Well,
fun dip.
That's what Fun Dip was all about.
All right.
Need
to be wet.
I have a correction.
Oh.
I lost my point. sorry, guys, it was Fabergé Organics, not Herbal Essence. And I got several texts on that. And
I'm coming out. No,
what question
part,
was
no
that
point.
For?
We were talking about, I'll tell two friends, they'll tell two friends, and so on
and so on and so on. And then from 707, can you wish my daughter Nalali? Nanali?
No, not in the middle of the game. We can't.
All right,
no.
Happy 15th birthday anyway. And 415, Bob is very right with T9, so.
Thank you.
There you go. Right. A little validation, bit of backup. Bob. All right. Carter, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you all.
We'll give you another chance down the line.
I hope.
Redeem yourself.
Yeah, I hope it's against someone besides
Joe.
Way
to go, Joe.
Joe, two times. Got to come back next week and kick much ass.
Complete the sweep, buddy.
Nice. Right.
Complete the
Thanks
sweep.
Thanks for playing Bridge
thank
the Gap
you guys.
Every Wednesday at 8 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Carter from 95.7 The Game and Joe from the sales department for playing our game Bridge the Gap. Very exciting for me.
It was fun. I
like
games.
It. Mm-hmm. Bob is super mad.
Well, it was nice to see her get all, you know, chippy about it.
I liked it.
That's not fair. I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like how I feel. I don't like what competition does to my spirit.
I kind of like it.
I'm yelling at the texters. I'm like, who am I?
Speaking of texters from the 408. Wow, Bob is a sore loser. Do I hear a baby crying?
Okay. No. Stop.
I liked it. I like when she gets feisty.
Ugh. He should have known.
Okay, don't do that.
He should have known that.
It's too bad.
415. Stop whining, Bob. Gen X forever. With
until,
the four.
Until we die.
You'll have the last laugh, though, Bob.
Yeah.
No doubt.
At our funeral. Suckers.
That's true.
I'm still breathing, suckers.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram. Check us out over there for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily and links to all of our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD, GLP-1s for weight loss.
Okay.
Trust the local experts at Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Mention radio. That's the word. Radio to start for just $99 this season with the word radio at jumpstartmd.com. All right, here's what's happening. The storm is here or showing up. It looks, there's wind blowing. It's cloudy, dark clouds overhead.
I'm just waiting in the wings.
So we should see this storm begin later today. I wanted to say again into a microphone, thank you, veterans.
Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what's happening. I have a bunch of stuff to get to. This one begins with a question.
Okay.
Sarah?
Yara.
You got a headache.
Yeah.
You got no water. Now I hand you two pills. Mm-hmm. I say, here you go.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Dry swallow them.
You can dry swallow pills?
Yes.
Yeah, same here.
Same.
You can't dry swallow a pill?
I wouldn't even try.
You would just not take it?
Well, no, I mean, I'll find some water real quick. I'm not going to.
But what if there's no water? What if you're in the desert, you have a headache, but you happen to have a bottle of Advil with you? What do you do?
I'd eat those things like candy.
I don't know that I've even attempted a dry pill swallow. So I can't really say, but
some things are easier than others.
I don't
to dry
doubt
swallow.
That I could do it. I don't.
Seems
if you've
like
ever
you
had one not get down, yeah. though, you certainly go, oh no, it's there.
I know. Sometimes they
great
if they're not coated, they can be more difficult. But I'll get myself a mouthful of spit
okay.
and I'll swallow it down.
A random poll online asked people, can you swallow a pill dry? Nothing to wash it down. 2,000 people weighed in.
Yeah.
5% said, yeah, that's the way I do it. I prefer it.
Oh.
27% said, yeah, I can. No problem. That sounds about like you guys. Would you prefer water? If you have water or none, do you just go, I don't need the water?
I feel like when I pop Advil, which happens frequently, I just grab them and swallow them. I don't know. I mean, if I have a water, I would take a sip of it, but I don't, especially with those. I actually like the way they taste. I like the coating.
And they're so small.
Yeah, a little. It's not like a big horse vitamin
You like
pill.
The coating because it's a little sugar. It's got a little, just enough sugar to make it
yeah, ooh.
Tasty.
A little sugar helps the medicine go down.
Oh, God.
The medicine go down.
Do you remember?
Go down.
I believe they've made cough medicine and the like taste better these days, but
ugh.
Do you remember my mom? I remember her pinning my little brother, sitting on his chest, pinning his arms underneath him and holding his nose and trying to pour the stuff down his
gullet.
Robitussin.
Oh, there was some bad too. It still doesn't taste great. It still has that like overly syrupy trying to disguise the medicine part. It's not awesome, but it's better. Than it used to be.
13% of people said, I couldn't do the dry pill swallow if I tried.
Oh.
I cannot do it. Can't.
Do either of your kids do it dry?
No. Nope. And I don't know.
I bet you a lot of people just have never tried it. Their mom would give them a glass of water and some
pills. Yeah, I don't think I'd try it.
They probably can.
I don't think I've tried it.
Yeah.
Do you guys do pill and then water or water and then pill?
Oh, I would do pill and then
yeah,
water.
Pill on yeah, the pill tongue and then chase
and then
it.
Wash it down.
That's weird to do. Why would you do it before?
Because you create like a little river and then you just toss the pill in the river and it just.
I've definitely pushed, like you're holding the liquid in and you push the pill through the you get it in there. But that's like kid stuff. Hmm. I don't, you know, and then, or you, I'll do this. Put the pill on the tongue, take a drink of water, and then I. Lean back, shake the head, and then it kind of goes down with all the stuff.
Well, because other than Advil, the pills are disgusting a lot of the time, and I don't even want it touching my tongue. Then
So
I just put it in the river.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
That's weird.
Now we know.
I've never really given it this much thought as I have this
morning. Well,
that's
why I was curious. What's the answer? You'll just dry swallow that thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I've actually probably seen you do that.
Well.
the dry swallow just like.
If I did it in here, I probably took a sip of coffee after, maybe.
I don't know. But I'm not surprised that you're saying you can do that.
Put it in my mouth.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. Ooh, I like the remix.
Yeah, that's nice. It's a sexy fast
Where
fact?
Do I put it?
In my mouth. Okay. Boy, it's like a mashup.
There are more species of sponges than mammals.
Oh. Who bothered to count those?
SpongeBob
Science.
Fan?
Sure, okay.
The music video that's been played the most times on MTV is?
I think it's My Name is Rio by Duran Duran.
It's not.
Like a Prayer.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not.
Material Girl.
Nope.
Are we close to artists?
Oops, you're
in the.
Again.
I mean, it's that era, so you guys are in the right, you know,
Thriller.
Place. It's not Thriller.
Thriller would be a good one. Aha!
It's not Aha.
Take on me.
It is. Let me see. He fronted a band, left them, and his solo music turned him into
Robert Palmer.
Simply Irresistible.
Is that the name of
the one with the girls dancing?
That's not the one.
Is it Robert Palmer?
No.
Oh.
What did he front besides that?
It was the one with he had the girls, everybody the super with the lipstick.
I know. He had a super group, but he wasn't a
Yeah, he was. He was like in the Power Station.
Yeah, Power Station was like a super group, but he wasn't that before.
Oh, yeah, I don't know though.
Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer is the most played video on MTV.
How does that go?
Sledge.
I wanna be your sledgehammer.
You don't know it?
I've never even heard that song in my life.
The video is
We definitely
crazy
have
good.
That. Hold on a second. Let me type it in.
You
it
think we've got that? I don't think we have that.
I would say yes.
Jimmy Carter was the longest living president ever at 100 years old and 89 days. George H.W. is second. He was 94 when he passed away in 2018.
Happy birthday.
Woo!
Do you know it now?
No!
What?
I've never heard this.
Oh my gosh.
Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer, the most played video on MTV.
You've never heard this?
Never.
And not only did they play that, it was all like stop motion animation kind of stuff.
He kind of had a bunch of big videos.
This record was huge for him.
No?
One of my favorite concerts.
Fun.
Peter
Gabriel.
I like it. It's groovy.
Steam Train.
What year is this from?
Probably 86, 85, 86.
Yeah, I mean, that whole era was just filled with good bands and
incredible videos.
Yep.
Flying. All right. How do I stop this?
Sarah, you said 1986, right?
Yeah.
You were absolutely on the dot. Perfect.
Nice.
I brought this up not too long ago because I couldn't possibly believe what the answer was going to be. It turns out a lot of grown-ups are putting stickers on their cars that say driver in training.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was like, are people just trying to keep from being responsible for their bad driving habits? But it turns out it's because parents have kids driving their cars around, so they sticker their car so that their kid doesn't get honked at, beat up, or run off the road for the way they drive.
Which is crappy.
See them a lot where I live in Alameda because there's a lot of like just roads that don't have, I mean, nobody is on them ever, and there's big parking lots. So I see all the time on the weekends, kids.
We took Riley over to Alameda and let him drive around there and all the shipyards and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's just, you know, just all the abandoned.
Open. You can put cones out, have them backing around.
It's either that or people doing donuts. So I get that all the time. Oh. All the time people out there doing donuts and other stuff.
Parents with teenagers recently surveyed about teens driving their vehicles, and that's why I mentioned the sticker. Warning! I've sent my kid out into the streets with a car. It's clear some parents are deeply concerned about their baby being out on the road without them. Here are some of the rules that parents put in place for their teen drivers. No phone use at all when driving.
Right. Yes.
Most parents say none, zero. Now, that's one of those that, okay, but can they even stop themselves at this point? You know what I mean? The phone thing is like, it's reflexive. You just,
it is.
Oh, 2 seconds have passed. Let me check.
Well, they do make it easy to put it into I'm driving mode. I mean, mine automatically goes into driving mode.
No talking on the phone. So no phone usage at all. No talking on the phone. They must always tell me where they're going is high on the list of mom and dad rules for their teen drivers. Mm. Be home by a certain time at night. Did you have a curfew in high school?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't remember, but probably 10. I don't, on the weekends, it maybe 11.
I
didn't go out during the week, though.
I didn't get to. I went out, but I had to be home at like 9.
Yeah, that sounds right. On a weeknight, you have to
Which was go to bed. Awful, because it felt like I got to get out of this house as early as possible to really fit in some nonsense before 9.
Jeez. You show back up at 9, your parents are still awake, and you're all like, oh, what? I'm fine.
No driving when tired. They must text me when they arrive at their destination. Mm. Here's one that I'm surprised by, but actually I'm not.
Is it no radio?
Tracking must be turned on, either on your phone or on an AirPod, or what are those things? AirTag in your car so that I can track you every single minute of the time you're out on the road. That's torture.
It's fine, though. If you don't give me a reason to doubt you, the leash stays long. I'd still track both my kids.
Why are you guys in Santa Ana? No reason.
Yeah, you're lucky they didn't have that at the time.
Right. I know.
When my kids, I think they just don't know that I can still track them. I look at them all the time. I'm like, oh, look at them over in New York. It's great.
That's
nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with it?
I track all my friends.
Yeah, me too.
What?
All your friends have willingly gotten on your tracking devices?
I probably have at least 20 plus people
that you track.
I probably have 15. Oh, look at them all. They're all hanging out in the city.
Oh, look at them. They're so cute.
That's
everyone's working from home today.
I track my parents, my sister.
You track
my cousin Katie.
You do?
Mm-hmm. She lives in Hawaii. I'm always like, oh, that's a good place to live.
Mm. You track all those people.
Yeah.
Who are you tracking?
I don't track anybody. But now that I'm thinking about it, my fear of falling and dying alone in my apartment.
Yeah.
I should probably have somebody tracking me so they can be like, well, he hasn't moved. And
yeah, that thing hasn't moved. But
of course, I don't leave alone.
People aren't. I don't know. I don't even ever really think to track anybody. Like,
well, you're tracking your kids, evidently.
Well, I could go look and see. But they could have said, you can't track me anymore. You're allowed to do that from your side. And they may have done that.
If you find them like in New Jersey, do you call them? Like, what are you doing in Jersey?
I track John, see if he's still on the golf course.
I track the missus. And it's funny because you'd think that that could be used for negative reasons or whatever. But I am always like, I have been alone with the kids for hours. When is she getting home? How far from here is she? Oh my God, she's 5 minutes away, everyone. 5 minutes till mom arrives.
You can see her car driving down the road. Yes. Quick, let's get this place cleaned up.
It is the thing. It's the when is relief? When is help going to arrive here?
I like it.
Rules, most common driving rules for teens include no eating while driving, no driving people I haven't approved.
Oh,
which that's like the Landon rule. Like my friend Landon was trouble.
Oh.
And I could totally see a parent saying, the kid that's always in trouble does not get in your car. Mm. No.
Mm-hmm.
No driving past a certain distance from home and no driving at night. All mom and dad rules. That, beyond the regular rules of the road.
There's like a first year or two where you, I think just the first year, where you are really limited. Like, I don't think you can have another person in the car with you.
I think back in Pennsylvania, the limit was 2 people in the car other than you. Unless they were your family members.
I think that's been a rule in trans, like, I don't know the rule.
And there was a work thing, too. Like, you could go, I think you could only be driving between 5 a.m. and 11 p.m., but unless you had a job that you could...
Yep, that sounds right. And I think those are pretty good rules, honestly. Yeah.
One of the things that I was just laughing so hard, and I'm sure it'll come up for me as well. My friend Brian said, oh, we had to get Violet a car so that she could now drive her brother to school with her. And so it became, he's free now. he doesn't have to.
It is a good
The school drop-off was now removed from his life, and he can go do surfing or anything.
The whole thing.
All of it. The school pickup.
Got a little answer for you from the 707. California law prohibits provisional license holders from driving between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. for the first 12 months. Jackie, listening on the app. That
is Thanks, Jackie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
I don't know if this is true. I don't. It probably is.
Let's just do it.
A writer for the BBC did a big article on different foods and how they affect your BO.
Oh.
That's body odor, if you don't know.
Familiar.
Basically, a little bit of meat in your diet and lots of fruits and veggies can help you smell better.
Hmm.
Not all fruits and veggies help. For example, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts are all great for you, but don't make you smell great.
Oh, that's too bad. Those are... Man, I eat a lot of those.
There's a surprising one that does help specifically with men, and it's specific to armpit odor.
Okay.
Studies have found that eating lots of garlic can make men's armpits smell more attractive to women.
What?
Yeah.
I cook with a lot of garlic.
There you go. Well, that's why I half of delicious. Any room is into you.
I feel like that'll be offset by that you are bleeding garlic smell out your pores the next day.
You know, you've said that forever. The
I just wear it.
Comes out of my eye, and you've said that forever. I've never smelt it on you.
Because I never eat garlic.
Only one time in my entire life, and it happened here in these studios, but someone had eaten, it wasn't you.
Oh.
Someone had eaten, I assume, pretty late into the night, heavily garliced food, and that person stunk that next day.
Mm.
Like.
I know who you're talking about. I think I also experienced it that day.
What is that?
Yeah.
It was so off-putting that I couldn't believe it.
Mm.
But it turned out it was garlic that was just pouring out of the guy.
Yeah. And I think that if you have garlic and a bunch of drinks, that's a thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Because, you know, sometimes someone who's like, they're like, oh, I'm so hungover. And like, ah, I can smell it. I can smell the hangover on you.
Keeps the vampires away. That's for sure.
Guess so. Mm.
This one's fun I'm only going to do a couple of them, but they say hobbies that seem to attract super pretentious people. which is pretty judgy. I don't know though. You should be, you know.
Is it yachting?
Pickleball.
Is that one of them? No, sir. Pickleball's just fun. Mm. Is that pretentious?
They're just loud.
Says the tennis player.
Because they're loud and they don't know etiquette and they just ruin everything.
Oh my God.
What's more pretentious than
tennis?
Yeah.
It's not pretentious.
Golf. It's not?
Golf has come way down into the casual. There's a couple. John went and golfed yesterday on Veterans Day. And I'm like, don't you need a collared shirt? He goes, no, not at this place.
It's nice when they.
And there's a few. Our local golf course doesn't need it either. But it's true. Sometimes that is like, you know, dudes who changed out of their suit to get into their golfing outfit.
Equestrians are on the list of pretentious hobbies.
Yeah, Sarah.
Well, it's a very expensive hobby, so I'm not.
They say here.
I'm not surprised.
Equestrians, you do have to take it seriously because it is expensive.
It is incredibly expensive.
Wine tasting or being a wine expert?
That just sounds like your hobby's drinking.
Yeah,
yes, but I'm high class drinking.
But I'm swirling it around.
Notes
in a
of I'm going to vomit later.
Pickleball, by the way, is on the list.
Tennis isn't, though, is it?
It's not.
Yeah, see?
But tennis is pretentious. Yeah. Tennis and golf can definitely be that as well.
You could be pretentious about any hobby.
I agree. That's what I was going to say. I feel like there's pretentious people who, you know, just need to humble brag their way. So, well, oh, God, I broke my own record at golf or pickleball.
Knitting.
Whatever.
I knitted more than I've ever knitted.
Cycling is on the list.
Cycling. You know, cycle the guys in the outfits. Yeah that
they're
is
really
like,
into it. I look,
yeah, I'm really good at this.
On Hawk Hill, how do they do that? You know, the hill just across the bridge? People bike up it.
Oh, it's a heck of a workout.
It's insane.
I used really to cool. cycle a lot and I absolutely hated wearing that outfit. But it was like the only thing you could wear, really. I mean, because you got to have the pads in your pants and everything. So
one of the things that I've learned, because I used to, my wife is big into triathlon, and I used to see it. The disco ball outfit, you know the one.
Yep.
With the polka dots or the bright color. You're on the road, and man, people aren't seeing you more now than ever. It's actually, in my opinion, just me, it's way more dangerous to be riding a road bike out there with the cars than it is to be bombing hills on a mountain bike. Like, it's just too dangerous, in my opinion.
I used to do the PCH all the time, and it was a horror show. Like, you know, at least once every 3 months, somebody I knew got hit by a car or somebody opened up a door.
I always worry about the door opening.
On the list of hobbies that seem to attract pretentious people,
yeah.
Foodies.
Oh. I don't, you know, some of these, though, I'm dubious in calling that a hobby. It just feels like eating or drinking. Like, are those, I mean, I guess I have those hobbies, too.
Well, I think there are people who are looking for an experience.
Yeah, I suppose. Right. It's like a whole thing.
It's a whole
thing. We're traveling to some place to specifically sample this.
Not in that order. You got to eat it this way. Get out of here. Eat your own plate. What are you doing?
Oh, poo-poo. Well, you're a heathen.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I just want to eat, if that's all right with you. 800-400-3697. That's our text number, and Maddie's on the show.
From the 408, niece got in a bad crash. The tracking app sensed the crash and sent emergency coordinates to all her emergency contacts and 911 immediately.
Oh.
Tracy and Gilroy.
Mm. That's great.
That's amazing.
It is actually pretty amazing. You know, they even had the ads for that where something has happened. Somebody has fallen and the help is on the way. And
do you think you're going to track your kids when they're teens?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it seems like
it's a no-brainer. Yeah. If anything happens to them, you want to know where they are.
I trust myself to let. I want them to live lives, and I want them to have fun, and I trust. I want to believe in them, like that long leash thing you talk about. I want to be able to say, "I'm not in your business,"
right?
But until you make me be in your business, like right. That becomes the now. I gotta look. I worry.
Of course.
I'm not gonna pretend I don't.
You're in charge of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
408, Gen Xer here.
Hey.
Most of my millennial friends, especially the singles, track each other. So weird.
Yeah, that's it's really funny that you have that many friends on your... So you guys just said, yeah, I'll track you, you track me.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times you just initially share location because you are near them that, you know, I'm visiting an area and we're tracking each other, and then you just never turn it off.
I wouldn't track Christina unless I needed to know she's getting home to relieve me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be that guy.
You don't have to look at it.
I'm watching
it's just
you.
There. If she doesn't show up and you can't get a hold of her, at least you can look and see where her last location was.
No, I know. I just
can't.
I could see how that could go very wrong for some couples where someone is like, why are you outside this name, the place where someone might be?
Right. It does enable stalkers. There's no question.
Yikes.
415, Harry Styles does a great rendition of Sledgehammer for Bob's Generation.
Oh.
I will have to check that out.
I will too. Right. That sounds pretty good.
I'll share it on my Instagram.
We need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have Winterland tickets plus Taylor's first bridesmaids have been announced.
What?
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.